Could you tell us a little about your school and your students?
Our school is a lower secondary school. It is located in Patras, not in the center of the city, but a little more away. We have about 240 students from 12 to 15 age. And we have about 25 teachers. Okay, I don't know what else do you want?
Our school is a big building with a big yard outside, but it has less equipment from your school. The students in Patras and in Greece are very noisy during the lesson, and in the yard they play a lot, and we must take care of them during the lesson and the free time they have. So some days teachers don't have time to relax. So we stay at school from morning to lunch time, which is 2 o'clock. Then our school close, and all of us, the teachers, the students, go to our homes to have the lunch time there, not outside or in the school, but in our homes. We cook and we do the lunchtime there.
How long have you been participating in Erasmus program, and what motivated you to do so?
This is the second year in the school. This is the second year who are participating. We have the second year. We have 2 years experience in this school, but a lot of schools in Greek have a lot of experience. When I was in the past school, we have this project like this a lot of years ago. We want to improve our students, to improve your skills in the language, in the different countries, in the different cultures, to see and to stay with different people, so it's more easy to communicate with others in all the Europe.
What was your first impression when you arrived?
I really liked your school, your students, the small houses, the green parks, the river, the dragon boat. Everything will remain unforgettable for me. I feel emotional, and I hope to come back someday with my family.
Was there a moment during the week that was particularly memorable?
I think the dragon boat, the walking in the river, and with the boat in the river, the police boat in the river, and the bicycles. What else? I was impressed with the laboratories, the biological laboratory, the physics laboratory, and the robotics. I love this place that we are now, the library. It's a very, very nice place. I remember it.
I will remember the party we had last night, with good music and a lot of young people there that have dreams to sing make maybe a group and look after their dreams in music. So I saw different side of you last night out school with dreams of young people. I also saw you love sports very much, and I saw talented students in sports that will do something big someday. Okay.
What differences do you see between your own and our educational system?
I think one difference is that you have lesson classes and not student class. We have this in some schools in Greece, but not in every school. I like that you don't have a bell to ring for the intermediate, but you change classes. We have a bell that it rings, so all students go out for the classes in the outside, and you have a lot of and a lot of laboratories. Your equipment is more good from us, from us. I think this is your exams to go to the university. I think it's the same with us. We have to exam in four subjects, you in five, so okay. I love that you use the students to help other students in the laboratories or in a lesson, so it's very nice. I think
that's all.
Okay. And you have a lot of gymnastic skills. A lot of sports here.
How did your students receive this international experience?
Our students are very enthusiastic about your food. Your family places, it reminds them their families. They loved the river and the lake with all the activities there. And I think they think that we are the same in many things. How we stay in our homes with the family, and what young people think about their future. We can say that you are very similar in many things.
Have you seen a teaching method here that you would like to incorporate into your own practice?
I like that there was one or more students who acted as the teacher's assistants during the lessons. For example, in the biology lab, Vincent was the teacher's assistant.
What do you think is the biggest challenge in teaching in Europe today?
I think that the most important is to learn to our students for skills European citizenship and sustainability.
How easy was it for the students to connect with each other?
We think the first 2 days it was difficult from them to communicate and be a part of the families here, but now they feel a lot of love about the school and the families and the students here, though, and they don't want to leave today. They like your city a lot and your school, so now they feel more safe here, and we would love to stay more.
Did you have a favorite place or program during the week?
Okay, I liked very much a program with the music teacher that he had a lot of different instruments, music instruments, and try to with these instruments to relax students, and it was very interesting and very nice.
I like the gymnastic lessons. I saw there a lot of groups of students doing different things without losing time there to get ready. So I think they are εκπαιδευμένοι. Educated, they're educated to do this in the class, and after the ending of the lesson, they took care of the equipment, so without the teacher telling them anything at all, the kids knew what to do every time, without taking a permission, or the teacher had to yell at them, like we do sometimes.
Did you taste any Hungarian food that you particularly liked or surprised you?
I liked and very much the goulash soup, the langos. This is the most tasty I tried.
And for me, it's the most. And for me, goulash and langos are the best food choices.
What is one thing you will definitely take with you from this week into the future?
I will take many pictures of your school, from the river, from your town. It's very clear. It's very quiet town. You have many green parks, and I think that all this make one person to be happy.
If you had to describe this week in one word, what would it be?
Maybe a lot of Greek people visit Budapest. So if I'll be there in the future, I try to come to the Csongrád too.
I would love to do my retirement here. It's a very peaceful place where we became from a noisy country and a city. This is a peaceful place, I think, for the next years.